Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today across Israel is warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, temperatures will rise, offering perfect conditions for outdoor activities. Jerusalem is experiencing a cooler morning, but it will warm up later. In Haifa, expect mild weather, while Eilat remains pleasantly warm. A lovely day to enjoy the sun. First, Netanyahu requests to cancel his testimony tomorrow due to urgent political and security meetings, according to Walla, reported 5 hours ago. Also, a report from Ynet, 18 hours ago, highlights how Hezbollah is using low-cost FPV drones to attack IDF forces and northern Israel. Also this hour, the U.S. and Gulf states push for a new U.N. resolution targeting Iranian mines in the Strait of Hormuz, as reported by JNS 6 hours ago. Separately, I-24 News reported 9 hours ago that the Iron Dome intercepted an Iranian missile over the UAE, marking the system's first operational use in a foreign nation. And finally, Argentine Jewish advocates say a Jewish library and Chabad near Buenos Aires were attacked. This comes from Forward, reported 4 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. CENTCOM, the U.S. Central Command, posted 15 minutes ago that a naval officer oversees flight operations on the USS Tripoli, part of the naval blockade against Iran in the Arabian Sea. Liel, a social media personality, writing 21 minutes ago, celebrates Lag BaOmer with a nod to traditional attire. Joe Truesman, an analyst, mentioned 47 minutes ago that an Israeli airstrike targeted individuals on Al Jalah Street in Gaza City, suggesting it was a targeted operation against terrorist group members. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's request to postpone his testimony. According to Walla, this move comes amid pressing political and security discussions. The cancellation follows the delay of an extended security cabinet meeting, highlighting the ongoing tensions in the region. The implications for Israeli politics could be significant, affecting both internal and external relations. Turning to the use of FPV drones by Hezbollah, Ynet reports these drones are assembled within Lebanon and are increasingly used to target Israeli forces. Their low cost and precision make them a formidable tool on the battlefield. This development intensifies the security challenges facing northern Israel. Meanwhile, the UN resolution pushed by the US and Gulf states, as reported by JNS, seeks to mitigate threats in the Strait of Hormuz. Tehran would need to disclose mine locations and cease attacks on commercial shipping. This move aims to stabilize a critical maritime corridor essential for global trade and security. In a related development, I-24 News reports the Iron Dome's interception of an Iranian missile over the UAE. This marks a significant milestone for the defense system, demonstrating its operational capability beyond Israel. It underscores the growing regional collaboration against shared threats. Finally, the attack near Buenos Aires, reported by Forward, has prompted investigations by counterterrorism officials. This incident highlights the ongoing threats faced by Jewish communities worldwide. The response from local authorities will be crucial in ensuring the safety of these communities. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports young investors flocking to Polymarket, driven by ceasefire bets and election wagers, as they chase new opportunities in binary markets. Separately, Globes announces the sale of a penthouse in Tel Aviv's Park Hamesila for 55 million nis. The buyer is a new immigrant from France, reflecting a continued interest in Israeli real estate. And finally, Ynet Business details strong earnings from Alphabet, Amazon, Meta, and Microsoft. Robust AI investments have reshaped their growth outlook, with significant revenue jumps in cloud services impacting Israel's tech ecosystem. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.